This is the sound nobody wants to hear. An emergency siren warning of a radioactive spill at a nuclear power plant. Radioactive material spewed into the air could eventually spark many kinds of cancer, but doctors say there's a simple pill that can help protect people from one kind, thyroid cancer. The pills contain potassium iodide, and they can fill up thyroid glands with safe iodine so the glands won't absorb the radioactive version, which can lead to cancer. The federal government has set aside $800,000 to buy pills for everyone living and working within 10 miles of nuclear power plants. That's the area called an emergency planning zone, EPZ for short. Among the Great Lakes states, Illinois is saying no thanks. But New York is considering taking the federal government up on its offer, and so is Ohio. First, though, will come some public hearings to let neighbors of Ohio's nuclear plants give their views. Jay Carey speaks for the Ohio Health Department. He says the pills sound like a good idea, but there are still a lot of tough questions to answer.
Do you have pre-distribution where people have it at home, but what happens if they're at work or there's kids at school versus stockpiling them or they're available at evacuation centers outside the 10-mile EPZ? There's issues there as well. And then, you know, they have a shelf life of 5 years. What happens after the 5 years is up and these pills are no longer effective, and who's going to replace those? And the logistics and the cost, the funding, when it comes to the distribution, actually the distribution is probably going to cost more than the actual pills are.
Anti-nuclear activists are backing the idea of making the pills available. Harvey Wasserman is an advisor to Greenpeace. He says the first choice of environmentalists is to unplug all the nuclear power plants, but he adds, until that happens, pass out the pills.
It's a good idea that these pills be available to people. The nuclear industry has resisted this for years, the same way that the auto industry resisted seatbelts. They didn't want people to think there was a danger. And the nuclear power industry has long said, well, there's no problem with nuclear power. You don't have to be concerned. But in the wake of September 11th, there's no denying that nuclear power plants are basically sitting ducks for terrorists, and people need to be a little more prepared.
Not everyone, though, is enthusiastic about the idea of passing out anti-cancer pills. Take, for example, utilities that own nuclear power plants. First Energy owns all three nuclear plants that are in or near Ohio, the Davis-Bessey plant near Toledo, the Perry plant east of Cleveland, and the Beaver Valley plant on the other side of Ohio's eastern border with Pennsylvania. Speaking for the corporation, Todd Schneider.
We believe that the pill may give people a false sense of security, and we certainly wouldn't want residents to take the pill and then avoid our evacuation instructions.
Ohio emergency officials have the same concern, even though they're open to the idea of passing out the pills. Dick Kimmons is the spokesman for Ohio's Emergency Management Agency.
If people have this medication, we fear that they may think of it as a magic pill that would prevent all types of health problems with radiation. That, in fact, is not the case. It does do a good job as far as thyroid cancer goes, or the prevention of thyroid cancer, but that's all. If people have this pill, we fear that they may feel like that if they take the pill, then they won't need to evacuate.
And so, one big question the upcoming public hearings may focus on is, should the potassium iodide pills be given to people now to store in their medicine cabinets, or should people be given the pills only after they've evacuated to emergency centers 10 miles away? Actually, these pills are nothing new. They've been around for years, but they've been stockpiled just for special people, hospital patients who cannot easily be evacuated in emergencies, and rescue workers. Again, Todd Schneider of First Energy, the electric company that owns three nuclear plants.
Yes, there's a limited supply plan for workers that would have to stay behind. Those are there because these people's first responsibility would be getting the plant back to a safe condition if there was an accident. So they are available to those people because they really don't have the option of leaving.
The utilities say if the government wants to pass out anti-cancer pills, fine. But first, there better be an extensive educational campaign, and it better drive home the point that if there's ever a serious radioactive spill, neighbors of nuclear power plants should keep their priorities straight. They better get out quickly and worry about taking pills later. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen.